Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's Success Circle Business Accelerator call. I want to welcome all new and existing Success Circle members, and I also want to extend a warm welcome to the existing and brand new members of the Profitability Labs. Welcome, everybody. Good to have you on today's High Content Business Accelerator call. And today is all about speaking, and how to build a successful speaking business. We're going to get started in just a minute, but as you know, on the Business Accelerator calls, the purpose of them is to dive deeper in one of the elements of the Entrepreneurial Edge system. So whether you're mastering your inner entrepreneur, systematizing and monetizing your business, or executing your business blueprint, these are designed to help you with the next level marketing that you're doing for your business. And this call happens every second Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you miss it, it's in the Success Circle Library under Business High Content Calls under the Audio Library. So make sure that you can download it within 24 hours after this call. You also receive a CD in the mail for your mobile university. So these can be listened to over and over, and or when you are ready to implement them. As I start every Business Accelerator call, as a reminder, make sure you set the second Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time if you want to join us live, or otherwise you're going to get a copy in the mail. And also, upcoming events, I want to remind you that the Wired to Win program, Your Path to Passion, Purpose, and Profits, is coming up, and at the end of September, September 24th, it begins, and October 1st for the live Q&A sessions. And if you really want to take a deeper dive in understanding your Acumax Index, your biological hardwiring, what is that? It's something you are born with. It emerges about 2 years old and stays with you your entire lifetime. Now we take a deeper dive so you can spot it in others, as well as how to better align your business model so you execute your business with your natural hardwiring in mind. And understand your team and how they are naturally motivated. In this course, you're going to receive your own personalized natural wiring report through Acumax Index, and you'll get clear in the distinctions in how to truly communicate. You'll also learn a new level of listening and how to deal with pressure. You know, sometimes pressure speeds some people up, but it slows others down, and it's related directly to your natural wiring. It makes all the difference, especially when you're trying to manage someone who is opposite of you, whether it's a client, prospect, or one of your team members. And we'll also look at how decisions are made and how you handle risk. We all make risk decisions, but we'll make those risk decisions differently depending on our natural wiring. So this will really be helpful, especially in the sales process, especially when you're talking to your team about moving the business forward. So if you want to be a better, more effective leader with greater peace and ease, if you want to get clear about your purpose and contribution in the world, if you want to become skilled at knowing how to deliver information the way the other person wants to receive it so that you can be a better coach, consultant, even CEO, maybe grow your influence and increase your sales, then the Wired to Win program is for you. Not only will you understand your natural wiring, but we're going to talk about your primary motivators, your communication style, your decision making. You will get instant access, which is really great about this, is you'll instantly take your Acumax Index, and if you already have your Acumax Index, what's great about this is you will now get instant access to the audios in this online program. So listen to it before September 21st, the first one, so that when we come together on September 24th, you'll be able to ask all the questions that you have. It's a very interactive session. It comes complete with a course manual and a ticket to the live 2016 Wake Up Profitable Bootcamp in Michigan. So you can learn more about this program at accelerateassociates.com, my website, / wired and then a hyphen, two, T-O, and then a hyphen, win. So it's accelerateassociates.com/wired-2-win. And if you also register, put in this coupon code, SCPERKS. S as in Sam, C as in circle, PERKS, P-E-R-K-S. And what will happen is when you apply that code in the shopping cart when you register, it will reduce it to 50%, so you'll save big. So if you want someone else to go through this with you, a business partner or maybe one of your team members, it's ideal because you can both be on this call together. It's you don't have to go anywhere for it. It's in the comfort of your own space. What's great about this is now with that coupon code, two for the price of one, essentially. So really nice program. Again, Wired to Win, your path to passion, purpose, and profits. Learn more about that at accelerateassociates.com/wired-2-win, hyphens between wired to win. Okay, let's get started on today's topic, how to build a successful speaking business. It can be Speaking can be a highly lucrative business or a healthy revenue stream for you. And because it can be, it's also highly competitive. And it's really not easy to break into the ranks of the best paid speakers. And there are exceptions for those who do. So where do you fit in? Well, in today's call, I'm going to pull open the curtain on some of my best practices. So you're going to discover today the number one question that you must answer before getting your speaking started, your speaking business started. I'll also share with you three common mistakes that you might be making in your speaking business and what to do about it, because you know I always give you solutions, and three foundational elements. Foundational elements to help you evaluate your speaker fees. You think I've been drinking. I swear it's been only water. Three foundational elements to evaluate your speaker fees so you can effortlessly and confidently answer the question, how much do you charge? You know, that seems to be a really difficult question to answer for a lot of people when they're asked that, but it actually is quite simple. So I'll show you how to answer that. So what are the three common mistakes that business owners make when they're starting their business? And actually, the first common mistake is actually the number one question that you've got to answer before you get started speaking. And most the mistake is not knowing the answer to this question. And the question is, are you a speaker who has a business or a business owner who speaks? Are you a speaker who has a business or a business owner who speaks? Distinction there. Why is that important to know and be very clear about? Because it really impacts everything, your strategy, your business model. Why? As a speaker, you're going to create a business model based on your speaking. Right? How much you get paid. Or if you're a business owner, your reason for speaking may be different. So it all boils down to your marketing mix. Or is it part of your marketing mix? Is speaking one of those marketing pieces that you do to get more business? Or is it a primary income stream? And that's really important to know and understand so you can walk confidently and with clarity on what it is that you're marketing. Are you marketing your speaking or are you marketing your business? Little distinction there. The second common mistake that business owners make is not having a clear speaking strategy. And number one, it's important to understand your PCP. And for those of you who've gone through the Entrepreneurial Edge System self-study program, or if you've gone through, or if you've been at the Wake Up Profitable, we talk about the PCP, or preferred client profile. Why that's important is because you want to get in front of your ideal clients. And when you're clear on your ideal clients, you know, be exact to attract. You've heard me say that before. And when you're clear on who you want to get in front of, you'll be able to target the organizations, the associations, the summits, the conferences, so that you can start targeting and creating relationships with people who coordinate these, who select the speakers. So this is not, you know, you just don't, well, I mean, you can pick up the phone and just start calling people and say, do you need a speaker? That's one way. But having a clear strategy and being very clear on your ideal client will help you really target those venues that will give you the most bang for your buck, so to speak. You also want to, in knowing that, you know, if you're a speaker who has a business or a business owner who speaks, and being clear on your preferred client profile, is speaking part of your lead generation, your revenue generation, or both? So you may speak for free. You know, a lot of business owners who speak for free. Why? Because they are doing it as part of their marketing mix that generates clients, all right? So so they may want to speak for free. And be wary of that, because you could speak for free in a lot of places and realize at some point that it's really not paying off for you. And sometimes, you know, there is truth to, you know, if they don't have to pay for you, you know, they don't value it, okay? So, and, you know, sometimes people will convince you, you know, if you speak for free, you know, well, and they promise you the world. We'll have 150 to 300 people, and it requires travel and limited, you know, and expenses on your part, and you get there and there's 50. Right? And they're not even decision makers or not even your ideal clients. So you really want to vet. You really want to vet your speaking engagements and be very, very clear. Is this a lead generation strategy or not? Or is this speaking part of you generating income for your business? When I first got started in the business, I was not clear on my strategy. I will share with you, and the third one, it kind of goes into hand in hand. The third mistake that business owners and speakers make is customizing each speech, all right? And so I want to give you one story that encapsulates both, not having a clear speaking strategy and customizing each speak. So when I first got started, I did what a lot of people do, is I cast a wide net, tried to be everything to everyone, and I ended up being what, nothing to no one, right, and being very frustrated. Well, when I first got started speaking, I put a lot of effort into customizing my speech, because at that time, I had no signature program. So what happened was, for each and every speaking engagement, I ended up modifying what I was speaking on. Now, what happens with that, it's not even a strategy, but what happens with that approach is you end up spending a lot of time, effort, and money on before the speech, and a lot of practice time and a lot of your own effort and time when and that can eat into a lot of your time. So from the other thing that I was not doing when I first got started is at the end of a speech, having a way for people that were inspired to work with me to work with me. So making an offer, whether that was a lead generation, so having them download a free ebook or a white paper or getting them into my lead generation. So even if you can't sell, there should be a way for you to have them opt in. It's permission-based. They're giving you their permission, and you're leading them to something. Now, I've got other in the audio library for those of you who want more information about lead generation. I've got a slew in the audio library about that in speaking specifically. So I'm not going to get into lead generation, but what I will get into is you want to have several speaking topics that each have their own description with 3 to 5 bullet points are the things that people will take away. And you want to make those so compelling that if you're one of the breakout speakers in a pamphlet full of speakers and people are choosing which one to go to, that yours stands out from any other. And one of my speaking engagements, Shift Has Hit the Fan, Now How Do You Navigate It, has gotten a lot of traction because people take a different, a double take, shift, oh, there's an F in there, Shift Has Hit the Fan, right? It's interesting. So you want to make your topics interesting. And when having several topics that get in front of your ideal clients, things that your clients want to hear about, that's when you become, as a speaker, compelling for people to call, because you have it together. You already have speaker topics that people want to hear about. Now, if you're first getting started and you say, well, I have no idea, it comes from your signature program. Whatever your signature program is. Now, if you haven't been to the boot camp yet or you haven't gone through the Entrepreneurial Edge System self-study program yet, you may want to go through that where we look at your signature program. What you talk about, what you speak about directly relates to your model, your process, whatever's in your signature program. And if you don't have one, now is the time to get one. Create one. You have a unique way or process that you take people through. And speak about something that really speaks into the listening of your ideal client. Now, some people say, well, I have 2 different clients. I work with corporations and their employees, or corporations and entrepreneurs. Well, then I would say that your strategy is unclear, because you need to pick one. And you need to have a process for how people get into your funnel. What is the most profitable for you? But you've got to have a very clear idea of who your preferred client is, and also customizing, and also identifying, rather, speaker topics that you have, 3 to 5, and each point, you could cover similar points. So for the example, Shift Has Hit the Fan, Now How Do You Navigate It, Next Level Networking, all of those, I touch on hardwiring. And then I just modify, I might do the same or similar exercise, and then there's other types of exercises or key points that I can put to modify if there's some customization. But typically, you're going to see me at some point do a piece on hardwiring, because it's so important. It's part of my system, and it's an integral part of what makes it different. And it's also interactive, and that's really key. To really be a compelling speaker is having it interactive. Either you're a really great storyteller and some of your techniques are, you're a great storyteller, you make a point. There's different ways to speak and different methodologies. You've got to find one that works for you, but it's really important to have these foundational pieces. Now, speaking of foundational pieces, there are some things that will demand a greater fee, and I want to go through those to help you evaluate some of the things that you can look at for yourself in determining your speaker fees. Now, some of you simply need a raise after I go through some of these points, number one, and you'll say, hey, great. Some of you may say, okay, great, this is where I need to start, and I'm going to work on these things to establish myself as a speaker, and you may want to put some of these on your business blueprint to accomplish. So the three foundational elements to really back up your fees, really when you say, you know, this is what I command, number one is status. Okay, you want to take a look at some of the credibility factors. Are you a best-selling author? If not, you may want to register for the next, you know, a bestseller profit system that I teach and become a best-selling author, especially if you already have a book, or even if you don't have a book, we walk you through that process. Get started on that. New York Times best-selling authors can command $40,000 on up per speech. Well, you know, maybe you don't have that, and you know, but you're a celebrity in a different way. Okay, maybe you've had publicity in one of the major news, news industries. You know, maybe you were recognized with an award. So you want to really take a look at the status. Maybe you've had international acclaim of some way. Maybe your marketing is, you've been, you know, featured in many news, TV and radio and print. So, you know, and if you're in print, you're in major news organization or sites like Forbes or Entrepreneur.com or whatever your industry is, okay, Psychology Today or something like that, all right? If not, the great thing is then you target those. You put it in your marketing mix so that you can then get that status. So you're not only, now you've got a great idea for a marketing piece of marketing mix. All right, so you just put it in your strategy so you do get it and you can command those increased fees. The other second foundational element to look at evaluating your speaker fees and what you charge and how you can, you know, back up your fees for what you ask for and confidently answer that question, hey, how much do you charge, is to look at your demand. Are you highly competitive or unique? Have you been recognized as the most popular Twitter, you know, do you have a large Twitter following? Do you have, is one of your articles trending on LinkedIn? Do you, you know, have a compelling contribution that you're making in the world? Like you're going to transform something. You know, you're going to transform the therapies that people have in, you know, how they treat people with depression or whatever. So are you in high demand in some way in your field of expertise? So what are those credibility points in terms of demand? And number three, and I kind of mentioned this earlier, the quality that you project, your big, hairy, audacious goal. What are you enrolling people in? Like, do you have such a big contribution that you're going to be making in the world that you have a topic title that is so compelling that they said, wow, this is really different. You know, this person is doing something so different. I've never seen anything like this. Of course, people do that with my hardwiring, and once they see that, they're like, I have heard something similar, but have never applied it in this way. Or they'll say, I've never heard of a systems approach to profitability. What is that? You know, some people get that, some people don't. Now, if you are interested in being part of a speaker bureau, speaker bureaus, again, you want to look at those three foundational elements. Your status, New York Times bestselling author, or your Amazon bestselling, even if you're a bestselling author. Your demand, are you highly competitive or unique in some way? And the quality, the big, hairy, audacious goal that you have, the contribution, what are you transforming? That is so compelling or interesting. Now, if you work with a speaker bureau and you charge less than $10,000, understand speaker bureaus probably won't pick you up. Why? Well, because they take a percentage of your fee. And so if it's less than that, it really gets too small to be worth it for them. Now, you know, they're still part of the paid speaking world, but understand speaker bureaus do control, you know, a shrinking percentage of the market. So because you do sign up with a speaker bureau, may not, you know, may not mean that you get additional speaking engagements. It's one of many things that you can do to get speaking engagements. And understand, too, the fee that you charge becomes this perception of quality. And I just want to do some math here, because this kind of gets into the next tool you may want to consider and using is a fee schedule for yourself. And we'll go through some of the, excuse me, some of the things to look at, excuse me, to establish for your speaking. But I want you to consider for a moment that, you know, you're looking at different conferences, different summits, different places to speak. And if you think, you know, a typical conference, they budget for about maybe a big conference, about 500 people. And just because you apply, you know, just because you apply for one conference and you don't get it, keep them on your list and keep, you know, applying for it. Just because you applied one year doesn't mean you won't get into the next, because your particular topic may not be in the theme of the conference for that year, but it doesn't mean you can't be for future years. So it should be part, you should have as part of your strategy a listing of all those conferences, even conferences you have spoken at. You should have them listed and understand when they have their conferences so that you can target those times. And remember, you may miss the call, you know, speaker call, so you want to make sure that you put it on your schedule when the call for speakers happens. Now, consider that a typical conference budget for about 500 people, if the conference is 2 days, you know, you're looking at a $1.5 million to $2 million conference. Now, a keynote speaker, you know, when you look at 1.5 to 2 million and a keynote speaker is kind of a line item, is kind of less than a coffee break for most people. So what you're charging is kind of not a big deal to the conference organizer. It is to you, but don't be so ready to cave in when the person on the phone says, hey, we'd love to have you speak, but we don't have any money. Can you speak for free? You know, what they actually are referring to, though, when they ask you that is they have a certain budget. So what you want to determine when they ask you right out the bat is, hey, what's your speaker fee? Immediately to say, well, that depends on what you want. Let's talk about some of the goals that you want to achieve for the conference and how my topic and where there might be a match here. So again, you're not, you know, oh, I've got to speak at that. It's not coming from a period of or a position of desperation. You're determining, you are determining too, whether or not that is a good fit for you. So you want to explore who the client is that's going to be at the conference. You want to get really clear about the goals. So here's some questions to ask. How large is the audience? Who are the people that are in your audience? What the cost of the conference is, how many speakers there are, how long the session, because you want to know how long you're going to be talking. Are the talks recorded? Will you get access to them? What is the speaker fee? Were you looking, that's going to determine how much you modify your speaking topics anyway. When you ask them what topic you're on, so or what topic you want them or they want you to cover. Are there pre or post conference events? And if they say they want to speak to you and they want you to speak for free, and you've determined, wow, there's $2,000 a ticket and 500 people, you may want to reply and no speaker fees, and it's going to cost you to travel, and we'll get into tallying your costs and expenses. You may want to really consider if this is your ideal client, if the people are going to be there, if it's worth the expense of traveling and time, because you're taking time away from your business. You can also say, as a professional speaker, this takes time away from my business, so I can put you in touch with people that are just getting started speaking. Just to give them, an idea that you're an accomplished speaker. Now let's talk more about the fee schedule. Number one, I mentioned, does this get you in front of your ideal client? If yes, consider it. No, you may not. Number two, you want to calculate potential revenue in addition to your speaking fee. Are you able to sell in the back of the room? Maybe you include books, maybe that if it's a conference that each person gets in their gift bag. That's kind of nice sometimes. Number three, calculate your hidden costs. So we'll get more into this a little bit later, but your copying costs, your preparation time, your travel time. And for some people, they give breaks to nonprofit organizations. Now, this is not automatic because, some profits have very deep pockets. So some people do that. And you might also maybe say in there, as a nonprofit, you charge your normal fees. However, because they're a nonprofit, after the speaking engagement, after you get paid, you will submit 10% and you will write a check for 10% of your speaker fee to go to their nonprofit. Now, what this does is it says, oh, we're going to get some of that back to them as a nonprofit organization. For you as a business owner, it's a nice charitable donation, especially if they're a 501c3. So that's kind of a nice nonprofit thing to consider. And if you have a speaker fee, maybe you have a different fee for nonprofits and for-profits, or if you have the same fee, then you can easily donate some of it back. You also want a set fee for expenses. And sometimes it's difficult and time-consuming to get all your travel expenses refunded after an event, and sometimes organizers are really slow to respond. So you may want to have that in your contract when it's going to be reimbursed if you have a speaker contract. And for Profitability Lab members, this is one of the things we're going to go through, all the things you may want to have in your contract. I'm not going to get into it here, but you do want to have maybe a set fee. So maybe you say, I charge X amount and $1,500 for travel expenses, if it stays within, you know, maybe your geographic area, or, you know, if it's, you know, you have to travel across, you know, the country, it's going to be X amount, and if it's overseas, then it's going to be X amount. Okay. Now, those are just some things to consider as you set up your schedule fee. You also may want to ask for a 50% deposit before the speech. And that's just a really great way of, you know, it sometimes makes really good business sense to do that. Not all conferences will do that, but it's something you can ask for as a deposit for them, from them rather. You also may want to get familiar with the lingo. Some of your other types of venues like chambers of commerce, different professional associations will have local meetings that provide a good venue for you to get in front of your ideal client. And they only provide an honorarium. And that usually is a set amount that they pay their speakers. And it's perfectly acceptable to ask, what is your budget or what is your honorarium for your speakers? And usually they'll tell you. Don't be afraid to say, oh, you know, mine is just a little bit over that, you know, and again, you may even want to limit the amount of, if you do cut your fee for someone who's more local and they're really not a good ideal, you know, venue, but you see there are some advantages from a relationship standpoint for speaking there, giving them a break. You know, you may want to consider doing it for the honorarium, but you know, that's just something to consider. It's probably a good idea if you're just getting started. Let me look here, see some of the other things I wanted to point out today. So there's another way too to establish your speaker fee. First of all, you can you know, if you're just getting started, you may want to look at, you know, $500 to $1,500. Some keynotes, some breakout speakers, very small conferences, speakers will get that. I knew a speaker who got started and he targeted the chambers of commerce, charged him a flat $1,000 fee, worked really well for him. He got a lot of traction. He had written a book, so he included that as part of his strategy for promoting his book, which became a bestseller. So that was actually part of another type of strategy for him. Now you also may want to consider your travel. Don't forget those hidden expenses. It's a really good way, especially if chambers of commerce and their businesses are part of that. It might be a good way for you to lay the groundwork and get noticed. But if that is not where your ideal clients hang out, if small business owners are not your ideal clients, then that would not be a good place to start. So you really want to consider where that is. For modest keynote speakers who have some element of experience, 1,500 to 3,000 is a kind of a range. Smaller events, you got to look at the event too. You know, there are some speakers between 3 and 5,000. 5,000 to 10,000, you know, speakers who've been around. I know many that are accomplished that have gotten really great coverage, have some of the publicity and credibility points, will charge closer to the 10,000. And then many of the major conferences pay keynote speakers around 20,000. Celebrity speakers, it's obviously going to be closer to 50,000. And if you're, you know, a top celebrity speaker, you're going to be 50 to 100,000. And of course, if you're a, politician, depending on what position you hold in politics, you might be $100,000 or more. You may also want to think about really establishing long-term relationships. So speaking, you know, I think one of the things that I did initially was, and a mistake a lot of speakers make, is that you look at that speaking engagement as a one-time thing. Really look at the organizations, the conferences that you really want to develop a long-term relationship. And the reason for that is you really want to make sure that you have your strategy in mind. And when you can create long-term relationships with those organizations, getting in front of them at a conference is just one touch point. But what if you offered to do a pre-conference webinar and getting in front of everybody who might see you? What if you shouted them out on social media and had a big following? Now you have leverage. You know, I spoke at one of the major conferences in the Detroit, Michigan, that came to Detroit, Michigan. Downtown, and was one of only few speakers who shouted the conference out on social media. Had it programmed, of course. But the interesting thing is, I was highlighted in one of the papers that they gave to conference attendees each day. And I had one, I didn't see it, and I had a conference person tell me, you know, did you see her written up in the newspaper? And I said, what? And she said, yeah, they did this whole article and they even quoted you. Well, the quotes they took, somebody must have been in the room and took down the quotes exactly from my speech. What's great about that is now I got additional publicity for everybody, regardless if they attended my event or my breakout. So you really want to create great relationships. What can you give? You want to make sure you tag the conference organizers so they know that you're promoting them on social media. And it really is about creating long-term relationships. One of the things I really want you to get to from this is there is a lot of your investment that you are putting into speaking. Whether it's, you know, email correspondence, so that might be 1 hour. Whether it's prepping for a talk, you might prep for 2 days, you know, 24, 35 hours, whatever that is. The travel, whether it's driving or at the airport, that could be, you know, another 8 hours, 16 hours. Then you're at the conference, you know, getting to the conference might be 2 days. So then it might be another 16 hours. You know, before you tally all that up, it could be 70 or more hours away from paying client work. Now you're doing lead generation work, of course, but it's from paying client work, things that are already paying you. So you, and then top onto that, any changes in time zones and things like that, those hidden costs, the time to recoup when you get back because of the time zone change, you know, all of those add on. Now times, you know, that, you know, let's roll it up to 60 hours total for just one speaking engagement, and whatever your hourly rate is, you know, 60 times your hourly rate, now, how much is that? Right? So now you're taking a look and saying, whoa, wait a minute, if my hourly rate's $100 an hour times six, that's $6,000. So now that $6,000 doesn't seem so outrageous to charge, does it? Well, you've got to consider that when you're asking for your fees. And sometimes it is an educational process. But you want to look at what could you do as a speaker before, then during, then after. Look at how you're charging your fees. You know, and before you even go, understand, is this the audience you want to get in front of? How are all the ways at the conference that you can really capture people's information? Because I think that is the biggest thing, is where in your talk are you taking them? What action do you want them to take when they hear you speak? How can you get them to opt in? So maybe it's something even extra or a free webinar that you offer at the end. So really look at, and this is why you want to have a business blueprint and all of your training mapped out, so that when you do speak, you can look at your calendar and say, okay, where am I taking them, number one? And number two, is there a webinar that I'm already doing that they can opt into, or a teleseminar, or whatever that is? So speaking and having a speaking strategy is about how that speaking looks, you know, and pertains to the rest of your strategy. Now, other things you may want to consider is if there is an organization that simply cannot afford your fees, number one, the option always is you can say no. I've said no, of course, when it just didn't make sense. And of course, I know a lot of speakers that can always refer other people to them. And they're you know, happy and satisfied with that because I gave them, you know, made their job easier. So I still provided some goodwill. But some other things as a speaker you may want to consider is looking at sponsors. A sponsor who can represent you to get in front of your ideal clients. So when you're talking to conference organizers, and this is a bit of an advanced strategy, but you may want to consider partnering with a sponsor who would sponsor you every time you got in front of your ideal clients, and it's also their ideal clients, but not a competitor. So they actually pay you. And it's kind of like a speaker, it's kind of like brand placement, where you kind of seed them throughout your talk, and they pay you to go in front of them. One of a good friends of mine, Marilyn Suttle of Hoosier Gladys, gets in front of women. She does a lot of transformational work with women 50 years old and older. And one of her sponsors is Poise. So she works out with conference organizers that she can, you know, do a little blurb about Poise when she's in front of, and they'll pay her X amount every time she gets in front of them, the ideal client. So it works out to be some terrific brand placement for that product. So consider that. What is a sponsor that would sponsor you to get in front of where you both have the same target market, and when you speak in front of them, you can seed them? And, of course, it takes you being in a good relationship with that conference organizer, too. And you also, with the credibility points that I mentioned earlier, you want to make sure that this is on your speaker page, it's integrated into all of your marketing, and that you do have a really good example of your speaking that is on your website, so that they can experience you before they even call you, because they are going to check you out on your website. So you want to really make sure that you have that information ready to go. Now, if you don't have one, ask one of the speaking engagements, you know, set up a camera and say, hey, can I record this? Or if they're recording it, You can get a copy of the recording. If not, if you don't have that, then you can have somebody record you and, you know, do a speaking engagement in front of, you know, a fake audience, all right, that the camera's on you the whole time. That's another option. And it doesn't have to be long to be effective. A simple video can express 1 to 3 minutes of a content or a story that you have and make it seem like you're talking to an audience. So if you're just getting started, that might be an option for you. But your role as a speaker is to create interest, to create that knowledge, have some entertainment value, and that's really key because you want to get people talking. You also want to have a great follow-up process, not only with the conference organizers, but with the people that attend your breakout. Because when you do, you will create that trust. And when you give choices in the way people can work with you, you're giving avenues and you're creating this reciprocity in your business. You're getting people into the funnel. You're giving them great content. And as a speaker, it's really important for you to also have that follow-up system because you can spend a whole lot of time, money, and effort trying to get speaking engagements. You do those speaking engagements. And if you never follow up with them, you're always going uphill. You're always cycling uphill. And letting money theoretically slip through your fingers. Why? Because you have no follow-up systems. So an important part of your speaker strategy is not only to address and identify those speaking venues, but to consistently follow up, even if you weren't selected, year after year, target the ones you want to establish great relationships with, use social media like LinkedIn to partner with conference organizers. Make sure, that you're prepared for the event. Share your event on social media. Have a way to follow up with people who attended your event. And create great, great follow-up with the conference organizers and establish your trust and credibility by following up with people who attended your event. And when you do, you'll be asked back. Because people do want people to come back. And that's the best, that's kind of the best thing when they call you and say, we want you back. Or it's even great, too, when you get a referral from that. Several people called me about a big event that I had spoken at. And they're like, we want you. We heard we have to have you. So people that came to my event are speaking about their experiences once they got back to their organizations, even better. That is like the best form is when someone of referral, when somebody else refers you in, okay? So that works. So I think we've covered, everything here. The number one question, the three common mistakes, and we went through three foundational elements and also looking at your any questions. So I know I've given you quite a bit today to digest, and I think with especially when you're just getting started or just getting started in maybe not just in your business but using speaking more strategically, having a fee schedule is really important. But understand, before you even mention that fee schedule, make sure you understand what they're looking for, what's important to them. And when you can tie in what is important to them, enrolling them into your talk and how you can help them, they'll pay your speaker fee no problem. And enrolling them in that. is the key part. It's what's in it for them. And what kind of experience will you create for their conference attendees? You remember that? It's a piece of cake. So, if you have any questions, I want you to feel free to email info, I-N-F-O, at accelerateassociates.com, E-X-C-E-L-L-E-R-A-T-E, associates.com. Happy to answer questions that you might have about speaking and getting your speaking in, speaking business off the ground, or if it's part of your marketing mix. I think that's about it. We're just about out of time. Thank you so much for joining me, and enjoy this as part of your Accelerate Success Institute Mobile University. Enjoy, and best of luck to you. Would love to hear your speaker stories. So what worked? What didn't work? What did you learn? I would love to hear all about that as you implement the strategies that you and tactics that you've heard about today. So let me know how it goes. Good luck, and until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.